Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Hello, a good afternoon slash evening, and welcome to Abbey Daily with me, Abby Roberts. It's Monday, the 8th of April. Yes, it is. My goodness, we are well underway in the April month. Spring is a springing, everybody. Something's happening. The sap's rising. Good grief. Hope everyone's well. Apologies for not being around last week. I didn't really have much of a break over Easter. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to need to recharge my batteries. And also my voice was pretty fucked. But it's slowly, as you can hear, returning to its normal sort of dulcet, slightly husky tones. But I'm back. And first up announcement, I've got a new logo. Very, very snazzy. Designed by the brilliant Martin Baker. Yes, so, I'm so chuffed with it. And people have already said, it needs to be on a T-shirt. It needs to be animated because it looks like the Brady Bunch. It's basically four photographs of me that Martin took in the studio, in the little green screen studio where I recorded TNT and where I'm going to be recording my new show, The Abbey Roberts Show. Yeah, so there's two announcements, really, in the space. I've only been recording for, 1 minute, 48 seconds, and I've already come up with two announcements. So the logo, God bless you, Martin. Thank you so much for my new Abbey Daily logo. Just superb. Had lots of great feedback already on the Twitter. And also the Abbey Roberts Show. Christ. There's honestly so much has happened today because I'd had a bit of time off. I was literally like, you know, when Monday rolls around and you're like, oh my God. Okay. So up at whatever it was, 7, do this, do that, do the other. Oh, I've got to make sure this, that, but have to say, honestly, I feel like a whole new different person compared to what it was like at the weekend. Well, just sort of the end of the week and weekend is a bit like, but now the sun's shining and just very excited about the new show. coming, well, unless there's something terrible happens today with the eclipse and red cattle. I don't fucking know. Honestly, I think the reason I've stayed sane is because I just haven't been on social media that much. I mean, I go on, I just have a look at some cunts in power, have a little look and go, oh, same old, same old. And then I just think to myself, what a wonderful world. And I couldn't wait to get back to Abbey Daily. So unless you didn't get any of the excited stuff that I've just said, new logo, brilliant new logo, which will be on some merch at some stage. I hate the word merch, but you know what I mean? Because people have said we like to have it. So, so that's going to happen at some stage. Don't know when. I'm sure it'll transpire, something or other, trans. Oh, honestly, I hate the word trans. I used to love the word trans, something or other. Transatlantic, what a great word. Now, trans, of course, has been hijacked by the, I have to go into my Sandy Toksvig voice now. Trans has been hijacked by the, you know, sort of people who claim that, you know, you can change sex, and mostly men who can say they don't want to change sex. I mean, it was total nonsense, absolute nonsense at all. Sandy Toksvig, Oxbridge, of course, Oxbridge, and very, 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 think I know it all. Started a women's equality party and don't even know what a fucking woman is. So there you go. Certainly fucking Toksvig. And the other announcement was, sorry, the Abbey, bloody hell. Has she got ADHD? Probably, yes. I don't even know what that is. I think it's a made up thing, just meaning that your brain works very, very fast. And so a logo, new logo for Abbey Daily and the Abby Roberts show is basically, I mean, it's kind of already started because there's some Comcast, all the stuff I did at Comcast, chatting to people, courtesy of the great Comcast guys. And thanks to Baroness Burnley, Charlotte and Wayne and Steve and Carl and Nick. So thanks to all the Comcast crew. They had a room dedicated to doing a podcast, you know, chatting and whatever. So I did five, as well as all the other stuff I was doing. I managed to speak to some brilliant people. And before, so I don't forget, first up is Scotty, who is fantastic. So articulate. Scotty goes again on Twitter. He's first up live. So it's basically, I recorded it, obviously. So I've already recorded it. These five chats, shall we say, live chats. And first one going live on YouTube and Rumble at 5 p.m. this afternoon. So that's in, what, about 40 minutes or something? Yeah, so rather exciting. Like I said, today has been pretty much non-stop. Just like getting everything set up and sorted and doing, you know, various bits of editing and, you know, all that kind of stuff for the socials media. So rather exciting times. Yes, indeed. It'll be a bullshit-free zone, the Abby Roberts show. And I have a rather thing that made me laugh out loud. Basically a bull with a red, you know, with a cross through it. Bullshit-free. See? Get it? So that's, you know, that's what it is. So that's exciting. And there'll be more about that tomorrow, and where you can see it and what time. It's going to be live. live. So like my TNT show, live, anything goes, with a special guest. That will be something to look forward to. But there'll be more, like I said, more about that tomorrow and when it's going to start, etc., so everyone can get ready. Right, now I, over the weekend, so this is the thing that I really wanted to talk to you about, as well as obviously making the thanks to Martin and the other announcement. I watched two brilliant films that I haven't seen for a long time over the weekend. 12 Angry Men, directed by the luminous, the incomparable, the peerless, in my view, Sidney Lumet, or Lumet. Lumet, if you're not a bit cockney. Hey, you know that Sidney Lumet? But anyway, Sidney Lumet. Oh my God. Henry Fonda. People that don't know, 12 Angry Men, it's a jury of 12 men, and they've got to decide whether a young boy, young adolescent, who comes from, shall we say, the wrong side of the tracks, whether he's guilty of stabbing his father, his abusive father. And it is utterly sublime. I can't tell you on so many levels. I'll talk to you about this film, and then the second movie I watched is The Network, also directed by Sidney Lumet. Oh, so let's go back to 12 Angry Men. It is the sort of film that you watch and the dialogue sizzles. There's no extra fat. Nobody says besides. Have you noticed that in scripts, by the way? Watch out for films that are made, well, it's mostly UK, but some American, where they say, besides, I've got something on later. Who says besides? I'll tell you who. Nobody. Absolutely fucking nobody in real life says, I'd love to, or I can't. Besides, I'd already decided. What? That is literally, you can tell that that's bad dialogue right there when someone says besides. Watch some, if you're watching whatever you're watching, you know, Netflix or whatever, something made in the UK, just have a little watch out for besides coming from a character's mouth. I can tell you that's bollocks because nobody says that. You might say something like, anyway, yeah, it's not going to be good. Or, yeah, it's just one of those weird literary, it's the thing that you might find in a book but is not translatable onto dialogue on the screen. So in a book, a character might say, yes. I can't make it. I can't do that. And besides, I already had an appointment with the doctor. But that's, like I said, it's kind of clumsy dialogue. Anyway, I digress. 12 Angry Men. It's all set in one place, pretty much. It's a courtroom you see for a tiny bit, and then it's very modern as well, the way he shoots it. So it's in a court, it's in a courtroom, and then it's in the room, and it's hot as well because there's a storm brewing. And Henry Fonda is the man who says not guilty when all the others, all the 11, say guilty. And he says, and they say to him, well, why? He says, well, because I'm not sure. And we need to ask questions because this young adolescent, this young boy, young teenager, will be sent to the electric chair. If it's a guilty verdict. So basically the whole film is them going through, led by Henry Fonda, all the evidence again. Did the person really see what was happening? How about the old lady? And, you know, did the old lady really see through two train carriages to the opposite side where the alleged, you know, the stabbing took place? Was the knife that was used the only knife? Was it a rare kind of knife? And then Henry Fonda produces one that he's bought in the neighbourhood. It's honestly, it's about morals, principle, justice, standing up for what's right. Even if, you know, you're amongst people who say, don't be crazy. And then there's this one guy who holds out and holds out and holds out. And it turns out it's because he's got a bad relationship with his own son. He hasn't spoken to his own son in a few years. It is absolutely one of the very best films you'll ever watch. But you've got to kind of really get into it, really indulge in it, and be in total quiet when you're watching. I mean, you know, what I mean is don't have like distractions, because it's one of these things where it's scintillating, but really makes you think hard, long and hard about justice, about, and actually the one person, like we've had in the last, as we know, in the last 4 years, the person that stands up and says, no, no. Whoever those people may be. And of course it will have happened before 2020. There'll be lots of people in history who we can say, yes, they stood up against whatever it was, or, you know, said, no, I disagree with that. Didn't raise their hand to vote for something or agree with it. And this is very important. So it's actually a film which is sort of timeless. And there's an older guy, sort of the oldest of the 12. And he's wonderful because he votes guilty, puts his hand up, and then explains why he's changed his mind. And it's just it's very moving, actually. Very, very moving, particularly the end when the man who's got a bad relationship with his own son changes to not guilty because he suddenly feels this wave of, the feeling that I'm prejudiced, I'm voting guilty because of my own bias. And it is extraordinary. Yeah, so that's a must watch. It's on Amazon Prime, I think, or I think it's Amazon Prime. Anyway, yeah, just watch 12 Angry Men. Don't watch the remake. Watch the original first. Yes, because it is extraordinary. And very, oh, there's a guy who's in advertising as well. That's interesting. So he's all about, yeah, it's 1957, I've just read here. Adapted from a 1954 teleplay of the same name by Reginald Rose. It's Reasonable Doubt. And the cast as well, I should say, is Jack Klugman. You know, what's his name? The MD. Oh, bloody hell. Let me just have a look. Jack Klugman. What the bloody hell? You remember him. I'm just having a little, Google now of what he was in. Because it's like, oh my God, his Quincy ME, that's it. Quincy, medical examiner. Not MD, ME. Quincy, so him, he's in it. Just extraordinary cast, by the way. Ed Begley. So Henry Fonda, Ed Begley, Jack Warden. Just amazing. And then a young Jack Klugman, who is Quincy. He's in it as well. Also excellent. I just can't tell you. Sorry, I'm just gushing because it's just so bloody good. Henry Fonda plays juror number 8. A humane, justice-seeking architect and father of 3. Ah, beautiful. Please watch it and have it on as your... Say to people, if you want to know about people standing up for injustice or what's right, in the face of opposition, and that sometimes it's better to not stand up because you think to yourself, well, what's the difference? Say to those people, 12 Angry Men, watch it. Insist they watch it. It was, by the way, selected as the second best courtroom drama ever after To Kill a Mockingbird, which was 1962. Interestingly, similar kind of era. So lots of stuff. And the poster for 12 Angry Men is so good. It's beautiful. You know, when movie posters were great. Life is in their hands. Death is on their minds. It explodes like 12 sticks of dynamite. It's got a sort of knife down the middle of it. Wonderful. So let's speak about the second film on my watch list, which was The Network, made in 1976. Gerald Ford was President of the United States, I believe. Yeah, because it was 76, yeah. The cast includes Faye Dunaway, William Holden, Peter Finch, who plays Howard Beale, the man that shouts, stick your head out the window and shout, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore. That was the speech. Robert Duvall is in it. Oh, he's brilliant. Robert Duvall has to be probably one of my favourite actors of all time. I'd say probably in the top 3, Robert Duvall. Who else? Bill Burrows plays a TV director. It's just great. Okay, so it's basically, again, really, really a movie of our time, of this time, about, well, a man who decides to tell the truth about what's happening in America or what's happening in the world, and chooses a sort of moral, what do you call it? Yeah, an existential way of broadcasting the news. He's kind of going slowly mad, but actually he's not mad. He's incredibly sane. And they use him, Faye Dunaway sees a great opportunity to increase the ratings. Faye Dunaway just turns out to be sort of the epitome of broadcasting. We'll just do anything for ratings. She ceased almost to be human. It's really, really interesting. So directed again by Sidney Lumet. And by the way, Sidney, he's a thought-provoking director. He treats the audience with respect and doesn't talk down to them. There's no kind of like, oh, well, what I'm trying to say here is, you know, he assumes people have got a brain in their head. By the way, Peter Finch, it was his final role. Blimey. It's described as a kind of comedy, satirical drama. God, you just wouldn't get that kind of stuff anymore. It's just so good. It just really gets to the heart. I mean, a bit slightly depressing is that nothing's changed. In fact, it's kind of got worse. There's a live. I think they film like a live murder. There's a bit in it with a group of sort of radical, what would be seen now as, I suppose, kind of wokists, but very far left. And there's a woman who's a communist, part of the Communist Party, and Faye Dunaway uses her as well, for ratings. But anyway, this guy, Howard Beale, is kind of used. He becomes, they sort of put him on in his own slot as a prophet, because he's saying what the truth is. And he kind of collapses at the end of every section. They get it's really extraordinary. And again, shows you the underbelly, the dark underbelly, the immorality, the lack of principles, what people will do in show business / media / broadcast, whatever the fuck you want to say, for their own ends, and what they'll choose to turn a blind eye to as well. So it's the 12 Angry Men and the network are mirror images of each other. I mean, it could also be because of Sidney Lumet's, what he was interested in. But it's really extraordinary. And the Diana Christensen character, that's the Faye Dunaway character, is also fascinating. A kind of she-devil in many ways. It becomes the Howard, because basically he's a news anchor, Howard Beale, played by Peter Finch. And he just suddenly has an angry turn, and then they decide to use him. So then it becomes the Howard Beale Show. Top builders, the mad prophet of the airwaves, preaching an angry populist message. I mean, the weird thing is, it's not particularly populist. It's very much sort of kicking back against the pricks. It's interesting because it made me think that's what I want to do with my show, very much kick back against the pricks. And speak the truth, but not dumb it down for people. It's like you know what I'm saying. Whatever I'm talking about. So basically, she has this is the far left group, the Ecumenical Liberation Army, the ELA, is a terrorist group, and Faye Dunaway's character seeks another hit. For the docudrama series The Mao Tse Tung Hour, for which the ELA will provide exclusive footage of their activities. God, it is just It's so good. Yeah, and Faye Dunaway has an affair with one of the guys there, Schumacher, and he, who's married, and he leaves his wife for her, and then just says to her, "But you'll never change. You're destroying me. So I have to leave because you don't have any room for me in your, you know, you're too cold, basically." So it's so interesting. He's also, the end, I won't ruin the end for you, but it basically involves a murder live on air. It's just fucking great. So have a watch of that, please, as well. 12 Angry Men and The Network. Yeah, you'll just kind of laugh in that kind of, slightly, oh, this looks sounds familiar. Right, guys, so 5 o'clock. I'm literally multitasking. Honestly, if you could see my desk in front of me, it's like, oh, I do this and do that. Guys, it has been too long. It won't be as long again. She says, well, I can't guarantee that. But you can almost obviously hear my change of mood, which is just interesting because I think it's because I've been busy and because I'm doing the stuff that I really want to do. So it's all kind of coalesced in the right way, if you know what I mean. And it's sunny outside and it's getting a little bit warmer, so the shirt I've got on is slightly sweaty. Thanks, Abs, for that information. Okay, guys, God bless you. And don't forget to tune in live 5 p.m. for the Comcast recordings I did as part of the, I suppose, launch of the Abby Roberts show. And more about that and where you can see it and what kind of time, etc., tomorrow. All right, my darlings, and I'll see you tomorrow again for Abby Daily. Thanks very much for all your support and for hanging in there, and I hope you've had a good Monday. So go over to YouTube and Rumble, yeah, either or, obviously maybe not at the same time, 5 p.m, and you can see the full Scotty interview there, and there are clips as well on Twitter and Instagram. Bloody hell. More platforms than a fucking pole dancer's wardrobe. Right. Okay, my darlings, that's it. Here comes the outro. And I'll see you. I think I've told you everything that you need to know. Yes, I'll see you tomorrow for more Abby Daily around about the same time. Okay. God bless you all. Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Be seeing you.